Now in chapter 30, we come to the words of Agur. We are told here the words of Agur, the son of Jakeh, the prophecy that man spake unto Ithiel, even unto Ithiel and Ucal. I don't know those brethren, but this is from an unknown seer, an unknown writer. And the interesting thing here is that these proper names here are like all Hebrew names. They have been translated by some as just common nouns because they do mean something. And it would be the words of a gatherer, the son of the pious. And that could be the translation. However, I don't think that that would be it at all. And verse 4 is a very interesting verse. Who hath ascended up into heaven or descended? Who hath gathered the wind in his fists? Who hath bound the waters in a garment? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name? If thou canst tell. Now, this is a question, you remember, that God asks Job the question. Who's able to answer these questions? Well, the Lord Jesus said, no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Now, that's my reason for saying constantly that the Lord Jesus is the only authority on this matter of creation, the matter of origins of the universe. Now, I very candidly believe that none of us have the correct explanation. I don't think science has. In fact, the very matter that they've come up with evolution means they do not have the answer to origins. And the reason that we've spent so much money to go to the moon was to get rocks that we might find out about the origin of the universe. Now, there are those that take the first verse of Genesis, and they say this is it. I say that's it too. But then they take the next verse, and they say, well, this tells about the creation. My friend, I don't think God told you about the creation. I believe in the gap theory myself. I'm old-fashioned. I'm a real square. And I believe that in spite of what these new books, these new sharp, clever young men that are writing today, I just don't believe that God has let you in on it, friends. Who hath ascended up into heaven or descended? When did you make the trip, brother, that gave you all this new information and light? I don't care whether you're a scientist or a theologian. You don't know. And I'd like to make that emphatic. You don't know. And God says, where were you when I laid the foundation of the world? So you don't have the answer at all. And I like the expression here, who gathered up the wind in his fist? Just think, God holds the wind just like you would hold an article of some kind in your hand. What a picture. And man knows very little about these things. In that same passage where the Lord Jesus said he was the one that came down from heaven, he also said, the wind bloweth where it listed. You hear the sound thereof. You canst not tell where it comes, where it's going. This is a tremendous verse.